Leading Public Sector Innovation, Co-Creating for a Better Society, author Kristen Basin. Public sector innovation, new ideas that create value for society, is not new. In spite of the significant barriers, it is possible to systematically apply the practices and tools of innovation that are embodied by these organizations to create radical new value in the public sector. In order to make innovation much more likely, leaders in government must build infrastructure of innovation. A public sector innovation ecosystem. The ecosystem is built through four simultaneous shifts in how the public sector creates new societal solutions. A shift from random innovation to a concise and systematic approach to public sector renewal. A shift from managing human resources to building innovation capacity at all levels of government. A shift from running tasks and projects to orchestrating processes of co-creation. And finally, a shift from administering public organizations to courageously leading innovation across and beyond the public sector. Part 1. Consciousness mapping the landscape. Without a vocabulary, it becomes impossible for managers to communicate and support and empower staff to meaningfully undertake innovation activities. It doesn't mean innovation cannot happen anyway. The efforts are just fewer and a lot less effective. According to the National Audit Office, which recently examined the innovation practices of the UK central government, confusion about the meaning and purpose of innovation among staff was among the key barriers to generating innovative ideas. Innovation, from idea to value. Public sector innovation is defined as the process of creating new ideas and turning them into value for society. The concept of innovation places a laser-sharp focus on whether the organization is able to generate and select the best possible ideas, implement them effectively, and ensure they do create value. Where does innovation come from? 1. Research and development. Research and development for the public sector can take place in universities and other academic institutions, in think tanks, or in dedicated R&D units. 2. New technology. Information technology can drive public sector innovation, connecting government efforts closer to citizens' needs. 3. Efficiency demands. Efficiency demands are a significant trigger of innovation. In Denmark, massive efficiency requirements are the primary driving force behind the innovation efforts at the Ministry of Taxation. The ministry has invested in advanced e-government tax solutions, reorganization into virtual centers of competence, and central call centers to attempt to meet efficiency gains of around 25% over a few years. What types of innovation are there? While everyone can agree that innovation is about creating something new, there is often quite a bit of confusion as to what this newness is. Two key questions are: 1. Employee-driven innovation. Employee-driven innovation is when the public institution activates and leverages the experiences and ideas of ordinary staff across all levels and areas of the organization. This is of utmost importance to any modern work organization. 2. Citizen-centered innovation. Citizen-centered innovation is when organizations systematically involve citizens, businesses, and other end users in the creation of new solutions. This approach combines harvesting in-depth qualitative insights about people's lives. And in what way is it new? There are four types of innovation which together make up the innovation space, and which help constitute a helpful way to think about innovation in the public sector. 1. Process innovation focuses on the inner life of the organization. How are structures, work processes, and routines organized, and how does changing these factors increase the value of the organization's outputs? 2. Product innovation has to do with changes in what is delivered to individuals and entities outside the organization. Product is the final output of an organization's efforts, and so in public sector organizations, this could be services or policy. 3. Positional innovation is when a product or service is placed in a new context and therefore gains new significance for users or targets new user groups. 4. Paradigm innovation is when the organization's existing mental model is changed completely. In a number of countries, public organizations that used to see themselves as controllers are currently in the middle of a significant paradigm shift to see themselves as service organizations. There are 4 P's. Combined with the spectrum for incremental to radical, constitute the innovation space, which gives us a coherent model for thinking about what is the newness of a given change and about in what way something is new. It is also a well-suited tool to map current innovation practices. Part 2. Capacity. Strategy. Strategy is the tool that defines the organization's objectives and the means to reach them, giving managers and staff direction in their work. Approach. Innovation strategy. An innovation strategy is essentially a strategy for how an organization wants to work with innovation. Implementing an innovation strategy could be part of the organization's human resource strategy, or it could be a strategy of its own. The following model combines some of the sources of innovation and shows us how the organization can leverage them. It distinguishes between sources that are external to the organization and sources that are internal. However, it treats the leverage, or power to innovate, separately. The four approaches should not be used as fixed roles, but rather as expressions of strategic motivations that an organization can choose flexibly. Entrepreneurial innovation focuses on the dynamic individual or company that seeks to create something entirely new or to identify errors that can be corrected. Institutional innovation concerns organizations that seek to innovate from their internal sources. Public sector organizations will often be prone to leverage their innovative efforts internally through their own staff's experience and tradition. Open innovation. Modern organizations increasingly have to engage in interaction with shifting actors and stakeholders. Open innovation can be considered a natural approach in politically governed organizations in democratic societies. Strategic reflexive innovation is both open and collective, and seeks to combine a systemic approach to the external environment with a more reflexive perception of one's own organization. Innovation culture, error, and risk misunderstanding failure. A central constituent of innovation culture is government, is how error is perceived. Traditionally, public service organizations have had little incentive to spend time and money on experiments that may fail, because that failure may affect people's lives. Let's consider some of the common misunderstandings about the public sector as an error-free zone that pervades public perceptions and, in turn, internal organizational cultures. Minimizing risk is a public sector speciality. One can distinguish between dumb and smart errors. Dumb errors happen when someone fails at a process that is well known and that they should be able to do without making mistakes. Smart errors happen when someone deliberately tries something new and fails. Here, failure is part of the learning process and essentially just a step toward success. But because public organizations often put into place process regulations and incentives designed to eliminate dumb errors, they inadvertently create an organizational culture and practice that also seeks to avoid smart errors. Setting up safe spaces and environments where experimentation and learning is encouraged, for instance, through dedicated innovation labs, is one way of addressing this issue and getting more of the smart errors we need. Risk isn't a strategic issue. Failure in virtually any social system is inevitable. It's just a question of how large an investment we're willing to make to avoid it. It is really not a question of whether to fail or not. It's a question of where in the organization's process is it okay to experiment and to take a risk. The acceptable failure rate is a strategic question of consequence to innovation capacity that public managers must be able to answer. Sometimes accepting more failures can make sense. Diversity is driver of innovation. The more diverse the perceptives that are brought to bear on a problem, the greater the variety of potential solutions. Diversity powers innovation. Understanding diversity. Diversity is an expression of the variance in a social and cultural identity between people in an organization. Identity might be connected with gender, race, national origin, age, profession, and so on. One can distinguish between characteristics people are born with and characteristics that are more fluent and changeable over time, including education, professional experience, language, personality, values, individual needs, and so on. Diversity is therefore not only a question of visible differences, but also about a diverse group of people's relationship to notions of learning, innovation, creativity, and value in an organization. There's no lack of research to confirm that organization with a more diverse staff, including diversity that reflects the surrounding society or marketplace, achieve better results than more homogeneous organizations. Part 3, co-creation. Design, innovation, and the public sector. Design thinking is the intellectual and practical foundation of the co-creation process. Scholars and practitioners alike have claimed that design is the midwife of innovation, a model of the design thinking process. To design new solutions that reach the desired results, we need to deliberately orchestrate a process that captures the contributions of both mindset of design thinking and shifts from the present to the future. Four credos. There are four credos of design thinking that help capture the essence of how the approach can help drive public sector innovation. Credo number one, see everything as an experiment. What if government viewed any new intervention in the world as an experiment? Public organizations must become much better at embracing the notion of failing forward, practicing and experimenting deliberately in small scale, making the smart errors that feed learning. It is one thing to allow experimentation in the early innovation process, but quite another to view daily practice the way an experiment would be viewed. Credo number two, challenge the status quo. When you confront a problem and examine possible solutions, keep asking why. When you run out of things to ask why about, you've probably found the solution you're looking for. Using the word why is not something government officials are particularly trained at. Rather, the instinct of most of us is to use the word because. Challenging the status quo is also about allowing ourselves to imagine a different future, because it's future-oriented. Design thinking helps us ask the questions like, what if, and might we? By reframing the question, it guides us to make sure that we are doing the right thing, not just doing things right. Credo number three, value the citizen. Placing people's wants, needs, and situations at the center of the creative process is a powerful way to generate the insights that allow us to create with people, not for them. Creating with people enables us to understand how their place within the social fabric can be leveraged as a possible force to embrace change. There are at least two benefits of focusing on people and seeing them at the heart of social networks. One, it builds people's social relationships into the heart of the way services are designed, in the recognition that it is the quality of human interactions that make them effective. Two, it views people's relationships not only as a constraint, but also as a valuable resource. Credo number four, be concrete. Applying more specialist design skills in the innovation process helps keep it concrete. Designers can visualize and build physical or virtual prototypes to make problems and potential solutions tangible. The power of visualizing sizes, relationships, and impacts in a different form than Excel spreadsheets should not be underestimated. By anchoring abstract figures, relationships, and practices in the shared experience of something concrete, visualization enables exactly the kind of transdisciplinary collaboration that is central to co-creation. It also enables better dialogue and consensus building between professionals and citizens. These four credos are only a first stab at trying to demonstrate what potential design thinking might hold for government. Although more organizations are beginning to embed design thinking in public services, we still have a long way to go. Co-creation workshops with citizens. Co-creation is about the development, or creation, of new solutions with people. It concerns how new solutions are designed. Citizens can be extremely good at helping civil servants understand whether a proposed solutions might work for them in practice. Co-creation workshops are about involving citizens in meaningful, concrete ways to actively explore possible futures together with all other relevant stakeholders. A key method here, inspired by design thinking, is to introduce prototypes for potential solutions that citizens can relate to and provide direct feedback about. Part 4. Courage. Courage comes from the willingness to die, to go forth into an unknown territory that begins to manifest only after you dare to step into that void. This is the essence of leadership. A typology of innovation leadership. Innovation leadership can arise from anywhere in the organization. Each position of leadership holds distinctive characteristics that can help drive innovation across the three dimensions of the innovation ecosystem: consciousness, capacity, and co-creation. No matter what position of leadership is in question, leading public sector innovation boils down to courage, the ability to embrace and manage the divergence of new ideas that we so desperately need if we are to tackle tomorrow's problems and capture the opportunities in front of us. To lead innovation is to go forth into unknown territory. If it takes a bit of civil disobedience to take the first step, then maybe that is what we need.